This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How do you do? I hope you're doing a deep dive into Monday with us. It's March 28th with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen, overviewing what Americans are talking about, reviewing this week as we look forward to the beginning of April and April Fool's Day. I think this guy, I'm going to put him into the category of an April Fool. Jennifer, you'll approve of this. Congressman Adam Schiff has introduced a constitutional amendment to overturn Citizens United. Now, I'm no fan of Citizens United. If this would have come from somebody else, I probably would have been more supportive. I just think he's
it's not just him, but he's
stooge.
The but I think it's important to turn this over.
It is.
This is ridiculous. Corporations are not the same as people, and it's just bastardized our campaign system.
How hard is this going to be to do, despite the fact that Schiff is introduced and he's a bird brain? But how hard will it be? The Supreme Court ruled back in 2010 that, as Victoria just suggested, corporations would be the same, special interest groups would be the same, basically, as a person, which seems ludicrous on the face of it.
It's surprising me that he's behind this, because he takes a lot of money. From corporations special interest groups. So I don't know if maybe...
As of right now, the list of supporters are all Democrats, and it's a long list. I think it was probably 30 or 40 people. I don't know if this would get bipartisan support. I'm guessing probably not, because the NRA is one of the biggest contributors to the GOP, so I'm not sure that they would want to mess with that. I don't know.
Maybe it's time for a change. There are a couple of blotches. They all have blotches. The Democrats are not without blotches. The Republicans are not. Latest one for the Republicans is a guy from Nebraska named Jeff. Is it Fortenberry, I think? He's resigning.
Cheater? Is that what we know his name?
Lying to feds about the campaign contributions that he was getting.
Oh, is he the guy who resigned? Did he resign? Right? He got convicted and resigned right away?
He's supposed to resign by the end of the week. Yeah. I think that's what that's all about. Meanwhile, the Senate Judiciary Committee is working on getting the newest member to the Supreme Court, on the Supreme Court. But the oxygen in the room is being taken out by what Clarence Thomas's wife apparently did regarding the January 6th investigation. And now there are a lot of people who are saying that Thomas should recuse himself from this, that, and the other thing. I've never been a fan of Clarence Thomas. I thought it was one of the worst appointments. George Bush, about whom I've had great feelings. I thought George Bush, frankly, was a really good meat and potato president.
The father, you mean, senior.
Yeah, right? The father, the old man. Yeah, right. But I don't see that this was. I mean, nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes. And
here's the thing. We got to get the context, and we have to see what the texts are all about, right? Just like we did with Hunter's laptop and all these other pieces of technology, right?
Yeah.
You got to see what's real and what's not. And if it is real, and if it is the context, again, I've only seen a few of the messages, but if it is,
there are 27 of them, right? Or 29.
Yeah, here's how we overturn the election, then he probably should recuse himself. I mean, a lot of these justices have a lot of different conflict of interest.
Oh, sure, of course.
Yeah. And, you know, so, I mean, look, but yourself from one thing, fine, you can still judge on all the other things.
Yeah.
I don't think it ruins you. Every single one of those justices has something they should probably recuse himself from.
True. I feel like because of Clarence Thomas, and this is just my assessment of his personality, I don't know that he would recuse himself. Amy Coney Barrett has said if anything comes up involving Notre Dame, where she went, that she would recuse herself.
Right.
Ketanji Brown Jackson has already said, before she even has been put on the Supreme Court, that the affirmative action case with Harvard that's coming up in about 6 or 8 months, she's recusing herself from that because she went to Harvard. It's the right thing to do. I just don't believe that Clarence Thomas is the caliber person who's going to recuse recuse himself. So,
I don't know.
We'll see.
I don't know about the caliber of his person. I think that he's a very well-respected judge, but it just shows you that
I don't think his personality is going to... I don't know. I don't like his personality. I don't think he's going to be someone who's going to recuse himself. But.
And I think we also have to see what the real story is, what the context is. There's a lot of stuff that gets presented about January 6th, as you guys know, that has been not true and never played out.
Really? What a shock.
Well, these text messages, though, came right from Mark Meadows' phone.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
I think this is a hard one to run away from.
I just think we put it all in context. That's all.
Joe Biden's approval rating is pretty bad. 3 out of 10 Americans think he's doing a good job. And the latest is the Russian thing. I think, frankly, the fact that he called for regime change. And
it's what everyone else is thinking.
Saying, exactly. So I don't know how this factors
in. He called for it, and then Anthony Blinken came out and said, we do not want regime change. And then Biden on Sunday
said,
no, we don't want regime change.
We're not looking to make it happen on
this
our end.
This messaging is what makes us look incredibly weak. And it's
like we're afraid of him on Moscow.
Anything.
Looks like we're afraid of him.
Well, and Macron coming out, and, you know, it's because... I think that the whole thing now, like, at this point, it's very frustrating for the rest. I'm sure the whole world shares the frustration here. It's just, but he said what everyone is thinking, and it was an ad lib at the end of a very powerful speech that he actually got a lot of props for from both sides of the aisle, which is rare. And then to have this happen, it's just, I think that the administration should have just let it lie, and
he said his words.
The president gets to say what he wants to say, and keep moving. They made a bigger deal about it.
Let's go. For God's sakes, the actual quote is, for God's sakes, this man cannot remain in power.
Yeah, what's wrong with that statement?
Nothing.
This man is killing innocent people.
Yeah, he's a murdering thug. He should be killed himself.
No one wants to take him on, and so it becomes a very strong statement.
Bunch of chickens.
Here's the difference. So when Reagan was taking on Russia, he said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall, right? That's right. The big takeaway. That was an actionable item that was made to a world leader to do something. Putin is not going to take himself out of office. So it was kind of I think the reason you're seeing people clean up around him is because it's effective for us to say it because we don't have the military, we don't have all that behind us, and I know it's what we're all thinking. But at the same time, it's not going to help facilitate an end to all of this because that just makes Putin push harder and there's nothing actionable. So I think it was a blunder, and I think that he just needs to stop talking. That's just it. If you're going to deliver your dumb little speech on your teleprompter, then leave. He's not good at
it.
He never has been.
Pretty powerful, but
He delivers it and he's got to go. The minute he starts stepping on himself, we know he's not capable of taking questions. It's like it's just making things really hard, and it's making it puts us in a bad situation.
Speaking of bad situations, the Oscars and what to do. I thought it was interesting. Before the Oscars, Sean Penn said, "If Zelensky doesn't show up, then we should boycott the Oscars." They didn't get too far, but I was interested because Amy Schumer went out of her way to try to get him on. I think it would have been certainly a better highlight than what we're all remembering about last night. I thought at the beginning when they went gay, 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 talking about Florida, that was going to carry the naysayers, and it didn't really. I think people have pretty much forgotten about that, and they all are focusing on.
Yeah, but can you imagine, though, if President Zelensky, like, did a Zoom call, right, and sent a message or whatever, and then you also have Will Smith in the same show punching someone?
Oh, my God.
I mean, that would be an insult to the integrity of President Zelensky. I'm glad he didn't do it. It's not the right format.
Maybe
he would have released a video or something like that, but I'm glad he didn't because what he's doing is really serious. Not to say that we don't take the Oscars seriously, but he's fighting a war and his people are dying.
Yeah,
and so
it's
almost takes away. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of glad. I just think it would have cheapened it a little bit. Yep. And most everybody I talk to, despite their political persuasion, kind of agrees with that.
You also have to think about with the Oscars and any award show, people complain about how it gets so political. I do understand personally, once upon a time when we didn't have social media, celebrities could only get their voice out by what their publicists or managers released on their behalf, so they would use the platform of winning an award to say what they want. Well, now with social media, there's just no space for it in those award shows.
Yeah, no, I think there's something to be said for that. Here's something that you'll get a kick out of. Maybe you will and maybe you won't. The fact that the people that work at Starbucks are trying to unionize. And apparently there was one place in the Northwest. Again, that's where their homies, right? Seattle? Are
yeah.
they from Seattle? Yeah.
Yeah.
So they unionized or tried to unionize there. They haven't, but the union movement, Ed, why is it so focused on Starbucks and not Dunkin' Donuts or you know,
because they're two very different
Taco
structures.
Bell.
Well, really? I don't know about Taco Bell, but Dunkin' Donuts is individual franchise, so you individually work for that store, and Starbucks is a company that provides employee benefits, and it's a larger corporation that is run more like a traditional corporate setup, and Dunkin' Donuts and other franchise places are different. So that's why you're not seeing Dunkin' people. This is all Starbucks people. But, yeah, I mean, and now they brought back Howard, what's his name, the former CEO,
Goldberg,
who's back for the third time.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he's back for the third time.
Yeah.
So, and he's very anti-union, so it'll be interesting that now that the union movement is really ramping up with Starbucks, and it has a lot of public support, too, he's now coming back in a time that's really could be
all
transitional.
Right. Before Jennifer has to go, I want to talk about the California problem with, it's a problem all over the country, but possession of a catalytic converter. You know what's going on? People are going into parking lots at night.
And your driveway.
Buildings. Yeah, and they just
right
they have a hacksaw or a torch, and they're cutting the catalytic converter out from your car and
you
bring it down.
It's killing individuals, but also it's killing the truckers. So people that are cut, because, you know, a lot of people come in, a lot of trucks come in and out of California because of the ports, and a lot of those are getting stolen, too. So it's independent people, and I can't tell you all the time. My Ring doorbell, you know, they've got the neighborhood function, and somebody will say, here's a picture of someone stealing my catalytic converter last night. I mean, it's happening.
Wow.
So much. And so they're trying to fight back. A group in Mission Viejo is trying to fight back a bit because the police are not even, they're organizing,
but
the police can't do anything about it because by the time they realize the catalytic converter's gone, the people are
gone.
Right? It gets stolen in the middle of the night and then you're trying to get to work in the morning.
Yeah, really amazing.
It makes me nervous because it's happening here in New Jersey, too, and we park our car.
Yeah.
We're in a garage, but there are no cameras in the garage, so that makes me nervous.
Welcome to America in 2022. This is the DJV program, 18 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput. But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave Marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 5/28. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Now with orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when the white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now. It's I was going to say tech talk time, but enough tech for today. It's gossip time, social media time, trending time. Amy Schumer did a good job last night. She also has got something else that people are talking about. And I would think that it would be very interesting to compare notes between what's going on with her and what's going on with Jada Pinkett Smith. We'll get to that right after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so there's a revelation from Amy Schumer that's kind of interesting, as long as we're talking about Jada Pinkett, her hair, and what goes on with her hair. What's the problem with Amy Schumer's hair?
This is a little bit different of a situation. Jada Pinkett Smith has alopecia, which is when the immune system attacks hair follicles. Amy Schumer is dealing with trichotillomania, which is kind of like an obsessive-compulsive disorder where you pull out strands of hair to release tension or pressure or anxiety. It's, like I said, it's a compulsive disorder, and she's coming out about it. She said it's something that she's carried with her, and she feels a lot of shame about it. But in letting people in on her quote-unquote secret, she feels like she can help others who are dealing with it. It's not something that she's ever overcome. It's something she has to battle every
day.
Did
she have a wig on last night, or was that her hair?
No, that's her hair. She did have to wear a wig. This started back when she was in grade school, and at one point it got so bad that she had to wear what she called a really bad wig to school, and all the kids knew it was a wig.
That's all chronicled in her new show, Life and Beth,
yeah.
Which is a great show. It's a dark comedy, but it's partially based on her life, and she's wonderful in it. The whole cast is fantastic, and yeah, I had no idea. I mean, her young character, her younger self in the show has trichotillomania, but I didn't know that she had it in real life. So I think it's important to talk about. It's something that's very difficult for people to deal with. There was a girl that I knew in high school who had it, and it's really traumatizing. You know, your hair is so much a part of your identity.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Renee Zellweger, did she actually put on all that weight? Is she as heavy as she looks in that new TV show?
No, that's a fat suit.
A fat suit.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that? What is that?
It's a suit that you put on that is padded.
Really?
Wait, how is this relating to Amy and Jada?
We're talking about things that are unusual, and I wondered whether the weight that she put on was real, because she got very skinny to play Judy Garland, and she was, when she was playing, what was the English movie that she did?
Well, yeah, years ago, she gained weight for Bridget Jones, but yeah, she doesn't do that anymore.
No, okay. But her face looks heavy, too, in the TV show.
Yeah, it's good makeup.
Premise for a TV show, actually.
The power of makeup.
Yes, there we go. I'm sure you ladies know it well. Congratulations. 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel, because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
How many of you have pets? Now think about how lucky you are to have such a sweet little pet in your life. But unfortunately, there are countless pets out there that don't have a home to call their own. However, Bob's from Skechers is trying to change that. With every purchase of adorable Bob's footwear, apparel, or pet accessories, Skechers makes a donation to Petco Love. And with your help, we've already saved the lives of over 1 million pets and donated over $7 million. Find Bob's at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, select Petco locations, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twig the sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia's war on Ukraine has many Americans at least somewhat worried about the United States being drawn directly into the conflict, and we would be targeted with nuclear weapons, echoing sounds of the Cold War era once again.
Ukraine will never be a victory for Russia. For free people refuse to live in a world of hopelessness and darkness. We will have a different future, a brighter future, rooted in democracy and principle, hope and light, of decency and dignity, of freedom and possibilities. For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
The White House is walking back the regime change ad-lib line by President Biden, instead saying it was aimed at stopping Russia's aggression in the region. Actor Will Smith smacked host Chris Rock on stage at the Oscars last night after Mr. Rock used Will's wife as a punchline for a joke. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The Biden administration is blaming some of the woes Americans are facing, including highest prices ever at the gas pumps and the potential for food shortages, on the war in Ukraine. North Carolina Republican Representative Greg Murphy on Newsmax says that information is misleading the American people.
I'll take it back, and I hate to say this because I want to support American efforts on behalf of the Ukrainian people, because what is happening is a tragedy. I'll take this back. The war in Ukraine started in Afghanistan, because the United States is the leader of the free world. The free world looks up to us to be a source of strength, for peace, against dictatorship, against evil. And sadly enough, we demonstrated in Afghanistan, that at least this president did, that his administration is weak. It's rather political rather than doing the just thing. We did not do the just thing to the Afghanistan people. And I think our weakness then in Afghanistan emboldened Putin to then begin his plans, probably, that he had had for many years, to continue the to try to have the re-extension of the Soviet Union. So I applaud what we're trying to do as a country right now to help the people in Ukraine, but we're doing far too little, far too late, and we could have done things, in my opinion, that could have preempted this entire sad conflict.
A celestial planet show is in the southeast skies this week just before sunrise. The Moon, Mars, Venus, and Saturn are all in the same part of the sky. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
About 34 after the hour, Monday, last Monday of March. How do you do? Welcome to our review of what's going on in the world. Conversation, hopefully, that will, at the end of the day, matter to you. With Jennifer Horn not being here, I give the spotlight to Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Or I could shine the spotlight on myself. I'm Doug Steffen. On me, not on myself. That's another thing, Victoria. Drives me nuts when it comes to our language. People misusing myself. And, you know, the me and myself.
When people don't know, I've noticed this, it's the lazy way out. When people don't know how to properly use grammar, they'll just say myself.
Yeah.
Because they don't know. Yeah.
I'm waiting for that to show up with the his and hers and how to reference people in this politically woke world of ours. He, him, hers, head, blah, blah. Anyway.
That's not woke. That's just being inclusive and kind.
Okay. I guess I'm unkind then. Because I think it's ridiculous. Anyway, that may be a generational thing. the wow.
That's really
why is inclusivity so offensive?
I don't. Isn't it just seems silly? It's not offensive. I'm not offended. I just think it's silly. That's all. He's a he.
Okay, so then same question. Why is inclusivity silly?
I don't know that I think it's inclusivity. That's what you think it is. I don't know that I think it is inclusivity.
So honoring someone's wishes to be identified the way they choose. You choose. And okay, so your real name is Dudley, but we all call you Doug because that's what you prefer.
Not necessarily what I prefer. It's what's easy.
Well, that's what you've told me to call you, okay? So you've told us to call you that. So we do that out of respect and inclusivity to you.
You don't have to. You can call me Dudley if you'd like. Because Deb is my name.
You know what I'm saying.
And I know how offended you are when I go down that street, but it doesn't make any difference. I don't find it not inclusive. If I did, then I have no reason to upset people. I just don't think that it makes any sense. To me, it makes no difference. I can tell by looking at somebody for the most part. Sometimes you can't, and then maybe it's important to have clarification. But I usually can tell whether somebody is a man or a woman. And I don't usually refer to them by he or she anyway. I usually use their name because I think that's more respectful to learn somebody's name and use their name, call them by their name. So, anyway. So, here we are with the beginning of baseball season. Lockout is over. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because over the weekend, I did a lot of driving. I was down New Jersey. I was up in Maine doing stuff for the farm. And I'm listening to the radio, and I hear a couple of games. And I really got excited to listen because the preseason games are on now, and I think they pushed back the beginning of the season for a week, right? So it was supposed to start this week, and I guess it starts next week in time for the weekend games, if I'm not mistaken. And I don't know whether they're going to make up. There would be 162 games normally in the season, and I think they're going to try to make them all up, aren't they, in the over the course of the season? I hear nothing, so that must mean nobody
knows. I don't follow baseball, so I don't know.
I know. I'm trying to search the Google machine for that answer.
Okay, good for you. Thank you.
I follow baseball once we hit October. That's the only time it matters.
Good for you. Hip, hip, hooray. Over the weekend, there were a lot of tributes that came in for Taylor Hawkins. He was actually the drummer for the Foo Fighters. And he was in Columbia. They were supposed to be doing a show down there, I think. And somehow, what was the reason for his dying? Did he have some disease? What did he die of?
He was complaining of chest pain. The cause of death has not been disclosed, but the initial toxicology report found that Hawkins had 10 drugs in his system, including marijuana, tricyclic antidepressants, benzodiazepines, and opioids. Yeah. And a Twitter statement from the city's district secretary of health noted that the local emergency center received a call about a patient, chest pains. He was unresponsive when they got there. Attempts to resuscitate him were unsuccessful, and then he was pronounced dead.
Yep.
So just heartbreaking.
So if you're a fan of the Foo Fighters, here's Taylor Hawkins' story in brief.
Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins.
That's kind of been the driving force, is to try and make the best record we've ever made and to try and play the best show we've ever played.
The music world is reeling from the death of Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins. Born in Texas and raised in Southern California, Hawkins first gained widespread attention as the standout drummer in Alanis Morissette's live band after Jagged Little Pill. When Foo's leader Dave Grohl made the call, he only wanted an opinion. What he got was the band's drummer for the next 25 years.
Band's only as good as his drummer.
Through 8 albums, he powered the Foo Fighters' groove with style, humor, and grace, earning 11 Grammy Awards and induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I want to thank my beautiful wife, Allison, my beautiful children, Shane Hawkins, Annabelle Hawkins, Everly Hawkins. I love you guys so much.
We remember the heartbeat of the Foo Fighters, Taylor Hawkins.
So is it selfish in terms of someone who obviously committed suicide because he had all those pills, all that stuff in his system, when he talks about his family and how he loves them, When people commit suicide, my own read on it.
Suicide. Yeah, this isn't. He did not die by suicide, and addiction is an illness also.
We don't know the cause of it. And he was sober. I've worked with Taylor. He was very sober. Didn't even have a sip of alcohol. Had nothing for a really long time. So something happened where if this was a relapse, look. There could have been drugs in the room because other people were partying. We're not really sure what the whole story is yet, but
this could have been prescription. We don't know.
We don't know what the whole story is, but I mean, it looks like cardiac arrest is probably what actually killed him.
Brought about by.
But it's just very, very sad.
Too bad.
Because he's a really, really sweet person. He loved his wife and his kids, and this is devastating to Dave Grohl as well. This is the second bandmate after Kurt Cobain that he's lost. This is a real, real tragedy on so many levels.
What's the song, Phil? I suggested to Phil that he find a song that even I knew. And this is it. And you can hear the drum pronounced pretty well here. You like this song, ladies?
Yeah, this is a great song.
Mm-hmm. All right, crank it up, though, will you? When I talk about it, carries on, reasons only new. When I talk about it, every old, reasons only new. Then me to talk about it, I could stand through. If we can get away. To write this, this is like a real.
Yeah, this is a huge hit from them. I know you're not familiar with them, but this is.
No, not that familiar. But I, as a jock, when I was playing music in the 60s and up to the mid 70s, I played the hits. And so my musical tastes are usually built around pop hits, no matter what the era. And admittedly, I don't know that much. I actually just started listening to the 90s channel. I found a woman who's one of the jocks there, somebody that I know. And so listening, that's about as modern as I've gotten with acceptance of music taste. And actually, I was listening to it yesterday, and I found myself thinking, yeah, I know that song. And I know that song and another song here and there. Anyway, this is one of the greatest hits by the Foo Fighters. And when did they first come into vogue? Was it in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s?
No. Early 2000s.
Really? I thought they'd been around longer.
Yeah, I thought it was late 90s.
Yeah.
Late 90s,
Grohl
but
was
not
with
80s.
Nirvana, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay, so that's our tribute to a good drummer. Yeah. And so here we go back into clarity, simplicity. This is the DJV program with a focus on those wildfires in Colorado. Now, the evacuation order over the weekend for 19,400 people. This Colorado wildfire is out in the rolling hills near Boulder. Very destructive. 1,000 homes last year in a blaze that was pretty similar and pretty close to this, right? I think they lost 1,000 homes or so in that fire down there. 122 acres burned so far. 21% contained. It's awfully hard. We ought to wonder sometimes about how these fires ever really get contained. As much as the people, it's almost impossible to think. That movie that Josh Brolin was in was about real firefighters a couple of years ago, remember?
Oh, that movie was so good and so heartbreaking that
it was
awful. Based on true events.
It was awful in that how what came out. But it was very telling, and I thought it was educational, frankly, to understand how those guys are trained. And anyway, it's just
If you haven't seen it, it's called Only the Brave. I highly recommend taking the time
that
to
is
watch
what it's called.
It is a good film.
Yeah. Okay, so there was a Russian interview with Zelensky that was didn't get very far. They were trying to get this up on social media, I guess, right, Jay? The interview with Zelensky, and the people that are in charge obviously were able to somehow or other quash it. But there are more and more of these sorts of things. the Americans, whoever can, getting a lot of stuff in there. And the tide has to be turning on Putin, don't you think? I mean, really and truly.
One would think, but you also have to wonder, because of all of the propaganda in Russia and how many people believe that he is one of the good guys, that what they're doing is the proper call of action.
Yeah, well, is it? That's the question. And the answer is obviously no. But anyway, there are a lot of people who want to get boosters for COVID because of BA2. May I suggest to you that you wait a while? Check your doctor and your pharmacist, because a lot of them are saying do not get it yet unless you're immunocompromised. Word to the wise here at 46 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Are you unhappy with your Medicare supplement plan? Are you paying too much for doctors or drugs? Did you know that you don't need to wait for the annual enrollment period to switch plans? You heard me right. With Chapter, you can apply to switch your Medicare supplement plan whenever you want. Chapter is a free service that helps you make sure you are on the right Medicare plan for your needs. Chapter searches thousands of options to find the plan that best suits your specific healthcare needs and could save you thousands of dollars each year. Because healthcare should be your choice, not a bureaucrat's decision. Whether you're already enrolled in a Medicare supplement plan or you're new to Medicare, call Chapter and make sure your choice is the right choice. It could be the last call you ever need to maximize your Medicare benefits. The service is free, so call today. Call 800-611-9422. 800-611-9422. 800-611-9422.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Roger, that RV's flatlining.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, let's get to it here. 53 after the hour. Hooray for Hollywood. I don't know. Got a black eye today. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with Movie Moments and a review of what happened last night. The whole thing was upended by Will Smith and his nonsense. So how do you read that, Chucker? You're our movie guy.
I just want to point out before I go into talking about the Oscars, I was at Walmart this morning getting strawberries for my smoothie shop. Somebody cut me off in line, so I punched him in the face. That's
good
okay
for you.
Now, right? That's
yeah, it
good
is.
I just felt I felt I needed to do it, and I'll go about my day. Having said that, I think the whole Will Smith thing last night was bizarre because, one, that was a very low blow by Chris Rock. I do agree with that. But you can't get up on stage and do that at that event.
You don't hit somebody. You don't resort to violence and then make a speech about how God wants you to be a vessel for light and peace. What? You just
fucked
someone.
I was surprised because I was surprised, but it felt like, and I was texting Victoria, I said to her, it felt like Will Smith was taking a midlife crisis on live TV.
I agree with you. Something was going on with him mentally. I don't know what it was.
Chris Rock would be the bigger man for not pressing charges against him.
But let me just say this. I do think that a lot of what you see in this culture, and that was sort of a microcosm of post-COVID mental stress on people. I know this is something, and let me just say this. When the Oscar ceremony started, I felt so disconnected to it. I have to be honest. I thought what they were trying to do felt so shoehorned and forced. The Beyonce opening, I thought, was just completely disjointed.
But don't you think the two girls, don't you think Wanda and Amy were good? You think they were good?
I thought Amy would. No, I did. I did. But when they came out as a trio, I thought it didn't work because I thought they couldn't connect with the audience. But then, as the show started to envelop, when they did solo stuff, I got into it. And yeah, I really did like the last 90 minutes. There was a lot of good stuff. I thought the Francis Ford Coppola, Al Pacino, De Niro coming on stage for the celebration of Godfather was cool. I thought Kevin Costner coming out to present an award at the end was good. There was a lot of stuff that was good. And it started to feel like the Oscars again in the second half of that show.
Yeah.
But the first half for me was just like, I didn't care. I was like, and I was critical of it. I thought the whole Beyonce thing was just so, it was just not right to open like that.
The tone that was set.
As it went on, I liked it.
Did you think, I said earlier this morning, I thought that the pendulum had swung too far back onto the black side of actors and writers, and the attention was all, it seemed to me, all black.
It is a fair point. It's a fair point. I did feel like if you're trying to force what you want, it
that's
feels
what
forced.
I, that's what
you
I
have
thought.
To
Thank
have you. It. You have to have it envelop a little bit naturally.
Yeah.
I mean, a little bit of a force is okay, but a lot of it, bit of a force, it just feels weird. And I thought the first half hour, 45 minutes of the show, they were, but you could see what they were doing demographically in terms of getting ratings. They went very young. The presenters were young. I thought Rachel Ziegler was awesome. I think she's got so much energy. She's got, and that's the way, and that's a good trend. But they did a lot of things to try to get it much younger. The second half felt a lot more old school Oscar. Now I'm going to be curious to see how much box office this movie Coda does when they release
it. Movie.
Back.
Have you seen it?
I'm sure they're going to release it back. I have not.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
There's a lot of stuff I haven't seen, but there's a lot I am curious to see what it does when they re-release it back. And Diaz, I would expect them, unless Apple TV just shows it exclusively on Apple TV, because they paid $25 million to originally do that. It barely played in theaters, actually. It played in theaters sporadically.
I saw it in the theater.
Yeah,
I saw it on an airplane. I don't think about it.
So you liked it a lot?
I did. I thought it was very, very, very well done. It's a great story. She's a sweetheart. Marley Matlin is always very consistent, very likable. I'd never seen the guy before who won the award last night. But who would have thought that there is a stock group of actors who are deaf?
That's really cool. And listen, those moments were really good. Those were really good. That room felt good. It was genuine. Yeah. So last question to you two. Will Smith wakes up this morning. What is the strategy among his agent and his back? What is his strategy? What does he do?
Nothing. I think he does. He, no matter what he does, it's going to work. I don't think it will work, frankly.
I don't know about that because listen, I read a lot of comments on Twitter. A lot of people aside with Will Smith, at least in terms of the fact that Chris Rock told a really nasty joke. But again,
Amy Schumer told a bunch of bad jokes.
You can't
do that.
That
jerk Ricky Gervais is always with bad jokes.
I agree. You can't do that.
I love you. Thank you for being here. Chuck Curry with Victoria, Jay, and Doug.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.